Brussels boasts a vibrant international community of around 180 nationalities. In the first of a new series on expat groups, the Bulletin talks to Benedetta Dentomaro, Secretary General of the Brussels, Brabant and Flanders Committee of Italians Abroad, about the integration of Italian migrants since they first arrived to work in the country's coal mines over 70 years ago. And she tells us about some of the cultural events on its agenda.
In the Committee for Italians Abroad of Brussels, Brabant and Flanders, I'm the Secretary General and I'm also a member of the board. I'm involved mostly in all initiatives that relates to rights, citizenship, as I'm a lawyer by profession, and also in cultural events.
Okay, and Italians Abroad, it's an international organisation, isn't it? And there are lots of committees in Belgium, is that right? I mean, what are the aims? What are the main aims of the organisation?
Yes, so I should flag that this is a public body, which is an official representative body established by Italian National Act of 1985. And such bodies exist in each city of the world where at least 3,000 Italians reside permanently. So in Belgium, as the Italian community is huge, there are five of such committees. The one of Brussels, where I belong, and then Charleroi, Mons, Liège, and in Genk. So the aims are varied because this is a representative body representing the Italians abroad in relation with the diplomatic and consular network, and also in respect of local authorities. These committees can do lots of things. Actually, they can promote, mostly in cooperation with the Italian association and Italian institutions active on the territory. They can promote the integration of the Italian community in the host country by supporting social and cultural activities. And also very, very important, they cooperate with the consular authority in the protection of the rights of Italian citizens in the respective district.
Right, and you know, during the COVID and the confinement problems, particularly last year, you were involved, weren't you, in working with the consulars in helping Italians who were stuck in Belgium, is that right?
Absolutely, also because it is easier to reach out to the committee in respect to the diplomatic and consular network. So we received many requests of assistance and help by Italians that wish to repatriate. And so we provided support to the embassy and the consulate to organize such repatriations.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that was well appreciated. And the Italian community, it has a long history in Belgium, doesn't it? Dating from post-war when migrants came to work in the coal mines. How would you describe their integration here?
Well, yes, the Italian community has many layers because, as you just said, our migration history dates back, I would say, more than 70 years. And also we, as a committee of Brussels, we have described the history of the Italian migration to Belgium in a cartoon. At the beginning, it was not easy, not at all. So Italians coming to Belgium to work in the coal mines were suffering discrimination. So the integration, they were living in terrible conditions. So it was not easy for them to regain their dignity. But if you think about personalities, I'm thinking about politicians. We in Belgium, we had a former prime minister, very well known, who belongs to that wave of Italian migration to Belgium. So in the course of the years, Italians managed to integrate themselves in the Belgian society. Then, of course, the Italian migration to Belgium changed a lot during the years, during the decades, especially with the EU institutions many Italians came to Belgium to work for the EU institution. And nowadays, we see another wave of Italian migration to Belgium. We are not only talking about brain drain, but we are talking about all professionalities coming to Brussels and to Belgium to study and to work. And this mostly due to the lack of opportunities in Italy due to the economic crisis there.
Yes, it's interesting. And how do you think Belgium is viewed by Italians? And probably what does the community appreciate most about life here?
It really depends on the place of origin, I would say. I come from a Puglia region, from Bari, and I appreciate much in Belgium the organization, the level of the organization, also healthcare, the health system, social security system, and also the cultural life. And this, I think, it's a bit a shared feeling by Italians. Everything is, above all, when it comes to the public administration, we find that it is much easier compared to Italy. Of course, we appreciate the offer in terms of job opportunities and the cultural life.
And Italians abroad, it provides information on practical issues, doesn't it? And as well as being very involved in cultural events, of course, it's difficult for every organisation at the moment to organise live events. But what activities have you still managed to run?
Yeah, of course, with the pandemic and with the lockdowns, all our activities were affected. So, for instance, for the time being, our meetings, our monthly meetings, are held online. However, these meetings are open to the public, so everyone can reach out to us and get the credential to log in and follow the meetings. For the rest, we supported online cultural events. And this was also, well, not only for the mood of the public, of the audience, but also to support workers of the live show sector and art.
Yes, and you've got quite a few anniversaries coming up, haven't you?
So for instance, we support, yes. We also organise the Italian Jazz Festival directed by Maestro Angelo Gregorio in cooperation with the Italian Cultural Institute in Brussels. So this was the main street, for instance. And we plan to organise more events when we hope on the reopening of the venues. But for the time being, we plan to organise webinars, for instance, on fiscal issues for Italians residents in Belgium.
That's right. And you've personally been involved, haven't you, in founding a charity board, is that right, since 2016, that has been recognised by the European Commission as an important part of the cultural life, Italian cultural life. Can you tell me a bit about that? And are you hoping to have another one as soon as restrictions are lifted?
Yes, I'm very proud of it. It's called the Grand Bal d'Italie. It's indeed a charity ball that we started organizing in 2016, myself with a couple of friends. This is organized every year under the auspices of the Italian Embassy in Belgium and in cooperation with the Italian Cultural Institute of Brussels. In 2020, we could not organize this event for obvious reasons. This event has become really the flagship event for the Italian and international community in Brussels, the place to be. It's not an event, it's a place where all participants, and especially Italians, can recognize themselves. We aim not only at having fun, but also to promote an aspect of the Italian culture every year different. So we started with cinema, and then we went through opera, fashion and design, folklore. And this year, we we will organize the event around the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Maestro Federico Fellini. So indeed, this event were awarded many acknowledgements, many prizes, among which it was included in the list of the European Cultural Heritage by the European Commission, and we have received patronage from many Italian institutions.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I presume it's open to not only Italians, but other people in the international community and anybody who loves Italian culture. Is that right? I mean, are many of your events open to other people as well, other nationalities?
Indeed, it's an event open to everyone who wants to take part in it, and not only in Belgium, but our guests can come also from Italy and from other countries in Europe, from Switzerland, from the UK, from France. So it's a very popular event. Imagine that we have around 400 guests per night, and one third of them are Italian. The others come from the rest of Europe, and this is very, very positive, because we can meet, we can achieve our goal of promoting Italian culture abroad this way.
You must keep us updated, of course, when you have the dates set. And I'd like to thank you, Benedetta, for talking to us about it. And please keep in contact so that we can share the information on the bulletin website. So once again, thanks very much, and good luck with all your future activities.
Thank you, Sarah. Yes, we keep in touch.